Hi everyone, my name is Heather Shapiro, and I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. You can follow me on Twitter at MicroHeather or on my technical blog, microheather.com. Today we're going to talk about how to fire up your very own WordPress site using Azure. WordPress is a great free tool that you can use to blog, keep track of projects, etc. To start off, log in to your free Azure subscription on portal.azure.com. On the left panel, there's a list of different offerings from Azure. Select New. Then, to create a WordPress blog, select Web and Mobile from the menu, and then Marketplace. In the Marketplace, you can search for WordPress. Select the first option that shows up, because you don't want to use a scalable WordPress site in this case, because it's not free. So, let's just stick to the free options here. Then, we can click Create. So, now, we're going to select Web App in order to configure. Choose a unique URL, an app service plan name to use for your WordPress blog. The boxes will show a green check mark on the right when this is complete. I used MicroHeather 2 for mine. Most people don't have that name, so it's good. Next, go and select the pricing tier, and click the View All button. Select Free, because we don't want to pay for anything right now. You don't need to change anything under the web app settings. Use the region nearest to you for the location. Then, you can go and select Database. Enter a name for your database. Under the pricing tier category for this, select the Mercury option, because, once again, it's free. Select your location again, and then, next, you can go select Legal Terms and click OK, after, of course, reading the legal terms. Under the resource group, select Existing. This will use a resource group that already exists in Azure. Select Create. Congrats! After a few minutes, your website has now been created. It will take a couple minutes, so I will just pause the video until it comes back. Under the Web App section on Browse All, you can look and see your website. To set up your WordPress site, now go to the URL of the blog. Select the appropriate language, and press Continue. Fill in the information that you need to make WordPress. So for me, MicroHeather, and then a password, an email, and press Install. Then sign in to your application. And go on your dashboard, you can go check your website. And then look, there's a hello world. Great job. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to follow me at microheather.com. Thanks.